Heavenly Father, through weak human words, give us grace to hear your true and living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Imagine you're driving down a dark, winding road. You can only see where your headlights shine. You can only see ahead to the next turn or the next crest of the hill. The shafts of light are swallowed up by the darkness. You cannot see the dangers or obstacles that lie to your left or to your right. You can't even see your destination. No worries, you've got this covered. There's no need to be afraid. You've gone down roads like this 100 times before, and everything was fine. If something darts out in front of you, your brakes will work, your reflexes will instantly kick in, and you will be safe. Today, some cars have automatic systems that will stop your car in an effort to avoid an accident. Now, my wife thinks that I need a system that helps me prevent from drifting out of the lane, although I don't really understand why. We all drive at night on curvy roads, maybe a little too dark, maybe a little too fast, but we know that our reflexes and our brakes will keep us safe. We have faith in our cars and in ourselves. This type of faith is based on our past experiences. We know that we will be okay driving down that winding road because we've done it 100 times before and everything was fine. We made it safely. Faith doesn't mean that you know exactly where the road will lead or how fast your brakes will stop your car. We know that a deer might jump out or a tree limb might fall at any time. And if that fear of the unknown begins to consume us, we will be paralyzed. We would not be able to move forward. But our analytical minds, aware of the dangers, but based on previous experiences, we continue down that road. The faith that I'm talking about comes from our relationship with God, because our relationship, we trust God. In today's gospel, Jesus is surprised by the faith of a centurion. This leader of men is the ultimate power in the region, and yet he was humble before Jesus. He did not feel worthy to have Jesus enter his home. He was most likely a Gentile, and according to Jewish tradition, he would have made Jesus unclean. The authority of the centurion is without question. It is understood that when he says, come, you come. When you go, you go. Nevertheless, with all of his authority, he cannot save the life of his servant. The centurion understands, perhaps far better than the Jewish elders do. He has heard Jesus. He has heard of him. He has heard of his miracles. And although he is not in relationship with God, he realizes that as a centurion, he has authority over men, which does not compare with the authority that Jesus has over life and death. Because of centuries of our beliefs and our dogma and tradition, we have faith in God just as the Jews did. Sometimes our faith, like the Jews, can be rigid and inflexible, but not the centurion. No, his faith was based on trust. Trust in God that was open to the love and care that God provides for all, Jews and Gentiles alike. While doing my preparation for today's sermon, I was reminded that Luke does not just trace Jesus' lineage back to Abraham. He traces his lineage back to Adam, meaning that Jesus not only is the Savior and the Redeemer for the Jews, but for all mankind and for all nations. Our faith in God is based on our relationship that we have with God. We are fully aware of the dangers that exist in the world, and we know that the same God that has shielded us from any of these trials and tribulations in the past will shield us from them in the future. The elders came to Jesus and told him about the centurion. They said, he's a good guy. He's built our synagogue. They brought a message but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed." That's so powerful. The centurion knows that Jesus' power was limitless. He did not need to lay hands. He did not to come to see him. Just say the word. Growing up, I heard similar words almost every week. "Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." I took it for a fact then, and I take it for a fact now. Jesus says, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." Even his disciples, who have been with him during his journey, have seen every miracle, has heard every word, they don't have that level of faith yet. The centurion knows the power that Jesus has to change lives, and he asks for that for his servant. But do we have the same amount of faith in God as we do in our breaks? I don't think all of us do. I know sometimes I don't. When an accident happens, do we yell or curse at the car manufacturer or God? Do we say, "But why me, God?" Or do we say, "But why me, GM?" Or "Why me, Honda?" No, it's "Why me, God?" If I can take my driving at night metaphor a little further, are there people you know or meet parked on the side of the road of life, afraid to move forward or backwards, just stuck in the dark? And then you come down the road with your high beams on, confident that where the road will take you and where you want to go. You illuminate the darkness with your faith. You can be a guide to that person sitting on the side of the road. With your headlights on and theirs together, both of you can see twice as far. Moreover, the more people that you travel with down that road, the brighter and the clearer the road becomes. One of my favorite prayers about faith in the Holy Comforter is from St. Francis de La Salle. "Do not fear what might happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will care for you tomorrow and every day. Either he will shield you from the suffering, or he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace then. Put aside all anxieties, anxious thoughts, and imaginings." St. Francis is asking us to have faith because God has always cared for us. Become the light in the darkness. Lead others to their destinations. When you find that person stuck on the side of the road of life, stop and ask if they need help. Tell them that they're not alone. And if you're not sure of the way, ask your brother and sister if you could travel with them until the morning. Amen.